Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce,
and you're listening to the world famous
Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. What it do, what it do? It's your boy, Hollywood and Friends, and I'm here with my boy, Young Retro. Say what up, Young Retro.
Yo, 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 yo. What's good, what's good?
What's good? As you can hear my voice, I'm like, dumb under the weather, extra stuffed up, crazy, but I wanted to still do the show. That's also the reason why Miss Judy isn't here, because she's under the weather, but I guess she's just not as strong as me or something. I don't know.
God, don't say that. She's going to call it, nigga.
Right, right. That's what I said. Perfect. but Vanor, I'm not sure actually where Vanor is. I'm sure he's probably just running behind. He's going to pop in here any minute, but we're going to get the show started. First off, how was your weekend, Young Retro?
My weekend was relaxed. I ain't really do nothing this weekend.
Nice. It's always good to chill, I guess, like, and not do nothing at all.
Yeah, sometimes you need that downtime.
Yeah. I was out of town. I came back yesterday, and I went out. Well, I didn't really go out to eat, but me and, BK Nate, fam a lamb, we went out to this spot, Footprints. I got my Rasta Pasta fix. It's been a minute. It's been like a good 3 months since I had Rasta Pasta, and I got some over last night.
Doing if good, man. I've been feeding for that. It's been like a year. Man. I ain't hit Rasta, man.
Oh, man. Next time you come around, we got to go over there and grab some. Do yourself a favor, anybody listening, grab yourself some Rasta Pasta from Footprints.
It's worth it.
Because that joint is definitely where it's at, without question. But I'm tight, though, because I'm sick. Like I said, I went out of town. As soon as I touched down, immediately my throat started feeling mad, scratchy, nose clogged up. So
that's pretty much jet lag, ruined. Man. That's all that flying you be doing. Your sinuses and all that can't catch up.
Oh, man, it's crazy. I hate being sick. But we're going to just keep it going. I am Hollywood, at Young Retro _ Moolah Mafia. We're going to get into what's hot in the blogs. The biggest thing this weekend, though, as you know, is the VMAs, the Video Music Awards 2015 on MTV. Always something goes down that have people talking for like the next week after. So looking forward to seeing what that's going to be. It's being hosted by Miley Cyrus, which alone in itself
is about
is controversy, right? Like, she probably walk out on that stage in a thong or something, like, just to get people talking.
Nah, it's going to be butt naked. She walks her commercials is in thongs and shit. She's going to be
butt-naked. Right. And this is also the show where people remember Kanye West walked up on stage and took the mic from Taylor Swift. It was like Beyonce should have won that award. We never will forget that. Kanye actually is being given the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. I might have said that title wrong, but it's the same award that Beyonce got last year. And it's one of the biggest honors of the night, and they giving it to Kanye, so you know that's going to be extra dope. He'll probably perform. Maybe he'll give some of the new music.
He's like a month ahead talking about, yo, don't play with me this year.
Right. You already know what it is.
I'll start pulling out plugs and stuff.
You already know what it is. Don't play. I won't show up while I'm coming. Throw somebody off the stage. Y'all better give me something extra. Don't even put me in the regular categories with the other niggas.
Word. You got to give me something
special.
Give me
something special. Because I'm that nigga. And that's how that conversation went with Kanye West. But yeah, it's definitely a big night for videos, which MTV don't even play music videos anymore. But Video of the Year, Beyonce is nominated for 7-Eleven. Kendrick Lamar is nominated for All Right. What's crazy, would you believe I never even seen that on Right video yet? I got to look that shit up during, while we
nah,
play the song
it.
Or after the
it's
after
like
the show.
It's like the title. It's All Right.
You serious? Because I heard great things. I heard that was like one of the best videos of the year. You don't agree? You don't think so?
I don't know. I got to watch it again then because I don't know what they were watching.
I haven't seen it, but since it came out, all I've been seeing was, yo, that Kendrick video, da-da-da-da-da. People ranting and raving about it, so I was like, oh, it must be pretty dope. Nigga said it's just all right.
Yeah, it's just like the title. It's going to be all right.
But yeah, that also caused controversy because Nicki Minaj was feeling away that Anaconda didn't get Video of the Year nomination. And it was kind of a little deal between her and Taylor Swift because she felt that she didn't say Taylor's name, but she was just like, if you skinny and got no ass or whatever. Not those words verbatim, but pretty much in that family, if you are that body type, you would get nominated. And Taylor thought she was taking a jab, and she took some jabs back, and it was like a big thing. They ended up making up, yada, yada, yada. Video of the year.
Crazy.
She was like, what? Nicki is nominated, though, in Best Female Video and Best Hip Hop Video, but she wanted that Video of the Year.
I don't think Nicki Minaj do enough videos to, like, get represented like that.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
She'll take Best Female Video. Like,
who's
even
she nominated with Best Female Video?
She's nominated against Taylor Swift for the song called Blank Space, Beyonce 7-Eleven, Sia, Elastic Heart, and Eli Goulden, Love Me Like You
That
Do.
Video, nice. I like that video.
Eli?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song is definitely pretty popular. You hear it all over the place. I don't know. Maybe she... I feel like she will. Or if... All right, you know what? Maybe Best Hip Hop Video she'll get. She's
probably
up against Fetty Wap with Trap Queen, Kendrick Lamar with All Right, Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth, See You Again, and Big Sean featuring E-40. I don't fuck with you.
I don't know, man. They put in that drink.
You know,
but you know, anything is possible,
either.
Man.
Big Sean joint. I never even seen that video. I'm slipping.
Nah, you gotta see that.
I know what it's about, and I seen like pictures and clips and shit. I know it's like a football theme or something, but
yeah.
I never actually watched the video.
But speaking of
E-40,
though, did you see the E-40 video choices?
Nah. You see, this right here is the reason why I'm switching from Verizon back to Cablevision. At one point, my TV stayed on MTV Hits, MTV Jams. Like, it never left that channel. And you know, anytime you came to the crib, it was just videos 24/7. That's all I would have on my TV. But switching to Verizon.
Oh, so it's Verizon for
these niggas, they don't have that channel. They want me to upgrade to the very, very top package in order to just have something as basic as MTV Jams or MTV Hits. Like, bruh, those channels are on Cablevision's lowest shit. Like, you could probably just get cable,
basic,
10 channels.
The food stamp package?
You could get just the antenna package, and you're going to have MTV Jams and MTV Hits. But Verizon wants you to upgrade to the very top shit. Like, I'm talking about, like, platinum or some shit before you could get it. Niggas ain't trying to pay $200. I'm already paying like $150 for nothing. They want me to go up even more, and that's the reason I'm blaming Verizon why I haven't seen these videos like that.
Yeah, but that E-40 video definitely was something to see.
I'm making a list. I'm a check out that. I'm a check out I Don't F With You. I'm a check out Kendrick joint. All of that right after the show. I'm going to look it up. Find all those joints. But yeah, so the VMAs is tonight. You know, VMAs too, another thing that I love about award shows in general is social media during award shows. Niggas be going in. Like, you better be on your A++++ game because you will be the meme for the next 2 weeks if you even trip Word. Going up the stairs. Social media could be so brutal, no chill. Even just the commentary during.
They took a chill on Jarrett, though. I didn't see a lot of things about Jarrett. Like, the old Subway guy.
Yeah, you right. You right. And that was
chill on him.
That was an issue, too. I've seen some memes. People actually made memes of Bill Cosby, right? And it says something along the lines of, I don't see the reports on the Subway guy. He was actually found guilty. And I was like,
Word. Wow,
that's kind of interesting.
He was offering little kids Subways to, you know, free Subway coupons. He was giving them out.
Oh, man.
After school.
This nigga, Jarrett, man. Yeah, so that was a big deal. But, yeah, I haven't seen a lot of – they haven't attacked him as much. At least, or maybe we just missed it. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the Facebook commentary because I don't really be on Twitter like that. So Facebook commentary is definitely going to be hilarious. The 2015 Video Music Awards. Oh, I also heard that, you know, my favorite person, Beyonce, may be making a special appearance. What do you think she's going to be doing? Yeah.
Oh, no. Her whole better have a new song because they ain't put out no music since I don't know when.
I think, I feel like that's coming. I feel like that's brewing. I feel like that is the reason why Beyonce is on this Made in America Festival coming up this coming weekend. I think it's some new music that we about to get hit with and we just don't know it yet. There's been talks about it, but that's what I think.
Yeah, it need to be. Because Hov need to say something about a lot of things.
I also hit, I think if she don't perform, I feel like she's probably going to be the one to present Kanye West with the Video Vanguard Award. That's my prediction.
But that's going to be a waste of $1 million.
You saying they paid her $1 million to come through?
You know, son. She got a six-figure salary just to walk in the building.
That's what I think is about to happen out here. Yeah. But Video Music Awards is tonight at 9. Everybody tune in on MTV. The red carpet starts at 8 and the award show starts at 9. That's what we'll be at tonight. Let's move on, though, to what else is hot in the blogs. Love & Hip Hop. First off, let's talk about Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Did you see the reunion last week?
Nope, I don't watch the reunion. Sorry.
Aw, man. It was so turned up. And there's a part two that's going to be airing tomorrow where you're going to see Jocelyn and Stevie perform their song, Stingy With My Kitty Cat. And you also see Mimi put on her big girl drawers and actually sort of calls a truce with Jocelyn. I've seen a sneak peek of it where she's basically telling Jocelyn, like, she don't want to fight with her no more, that since she's married to Stevie, like, they're like family as well. She wants them to be cool. And they actually hug it out, and Stevie's real hype with his hands in the air, like, yeah.
Man,
I don't know how long that's going
to
last, but
I'll get out of here.
Yeah, they called the truce.
Well, I just read on the blogs that Stevie and Mimi back together, trying to make the family thing work.
Aw, man. In the last episode, Stevie Def was trying to get Mimi to go to L.A.
Word.
With him. So, after he left Jocelyn behind with a note, before she beat Carly out with flowers.
They be violent. Carly need to get whipped out, though. She was everything the whole season, son.
Yo, you know how it is on the reunions when, like, pending what they're talking about, well, you said you don't watch reunions, but pending what they're talking about, that's who's going to be up on the couches. Like, everybody got different storylines. So if it's Rashida and Kirk, they might have, like, Scrappy up there and his girl because they kind of share storylines a little bit. Or if it's Mimi, they might have Jocelyn up there, you know, like that. So Carly was on everybody's set.
Yeah, because she was
sitting up there during everybody's set. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. That really means, like, she's just, like, in the mix with everybody.
Niggas might as well call her Kool-Aid because she's mixing, my boy. Like, she's on, she's in everything. Everybody house she was in, my nigga. You might as well call her Kool-Aid because she was on it. As soon as she hear a little piece of information, she going back telling the person.
Like, and that's exactly why Jocelyn was mad, why Jocelyn hit her with the flowers, because she's like, why you always coming at me with gossip? Like, I was like, damn, I almost feel bad for Carly. But Carly is about her business, though. She said she opened another store. She got a cosmetics line that's about to be over thousands and thousands of stores. Like, she about her business.
Man, that cosmetics line probably give you bumps.
I'm done. Oh, man. Yo, 646-716-8544. Anybody on the line, don't be scared. Press 1. Chime in anytime you want. If you hear something you want to talk, if you want hear something you want to talk about. Let's move on to still keeping on Love & Hip Hop, but the new trailer for Love & Hip Hop Hollywood just came out. The super trailer is like 6 minutes long. And it basically shows you a little bit of everything that's going to be going on. This is Ray J. This is Lil Fizz. This is Tiara Marie. Who else is on there? Those are like the three main people that I know. But one of the biggest changes that's happening this year, for anybody who haven't seen this trailer, they're actually going to be featuring an openly gay rapper on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood this season. Young Retro, what you think of this?
Good luck. I have no comment for that one. Good luck. Like, I don't know if it's a publicity stuff to get people interested in Love & Hip Hop again, because, you know, a lot of people is fading away from that show.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get the gay community involved and maybe bring the ratings back up to what it used to be, but good luck.
Yeah.
His album better be hot. His music, he better have a hot song or something. I never even saw the dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but we'll definitely hear it during the season, I'm sure. But my thing on it is, and I said this a few weeks ago during another show, when I seen this American Express commercial that featured like a gay couple. And I'm like, bruh, like, I feel like people are just doing it just because it's like cool now. It's like the end thing. So now everybody want to be on this. Let's incorporate that tip. Like,
that's just like when Thot Season came out. Everybody want to be on Thot.
Oh, man.
It's horrible, sir. Everybody needs to make their own trends and stop following everything else.
Word. It's crazy. I don't know.
Now, I'm telling you, next season they're going to have somebody transgender turn from a girl to a guy or something. It's going to be crazy. But I heard Caitlyn Jenner turn back into Bruce. I don't know what's going on. They said they put the dude on the golf court. You, Caitlyn, you know you ain't supposed to be playing golf.
Oh, man. Son said Caitlyn turned back into Bruce. He's over it. He's like, nah, I tried this Caitlyn.
Nah, it's enough is enough.
I'm back. That shit was cool for a week. I'm good. Give me back to Chris. Give me back to Christian. Yo, but look who we got in the building. My man, Mr. R&B. For no
Yo.
Reason.
What's up? I don't know if I can hear.
20 minutes into
like,
the show, ass nigga.
Right? I'm calling it from the
city
right now.
Look how he sound. Tight as shit.
Yeah, I'm calling in from upstate right now. I'm like extra sick.
Oh, man.
So, don't mind me.
What's crazy, how all three of us is sick at the same exact time, though?
That's crazy.
That's wild, because I'm hella sick right now, too, and that's the reason why Miss Judy isn't on, because she says she woke up sick.
Wow.
That's the frequent flyer miles y'all niggas be on.
Oh man. But yeah, so what we was just talking about is the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and I was saying the one difference that they have on this show is the fact that they're showcasing an openly gay rapper.
Yeah, I heard.
And I was saying, and what I'm saying is not nothing against gay people at all. Like I support everybody. What I'm saying is, and even when I mentioned the fact that the whole trend thing, I'm not saying being gay is a trend. I'm saying the fact that it's so open, that people are becoming more accepting to it, that now all of a sudden everybody want to pull them on. I feel like the gay community should be offended, if anything. Like, don't want to, like, I feel like they're using it in a sense. Like, because it seems like the thing that everybody is, like, becoming more accepting of, I don't know. I feel like they should have been doing, like...
Nah, but that's like anything, though, to be honest. That's just the same way that, you know, when black people weren't allowed to be on TV and stuff like that, and then it was cool for black people to be on TV. Then it was cool for black people to have their own shows. And now it's just, you know, then it was cool for hip-hop to be on TV. So everything has its time. And, of course, everything is going to be exploited. But this is another one of those things, you know.
Yeah,
about it.
It's definitely true, but it's just like a thin line between when you, well, you said the word in general, like exploiting. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I still feel like it's kind of like to be on trend. That's what I feel. But
well, I mean, yeah. You know, I guess it's like a trending thing now, but I don't know, man.
But yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see how it goes, how even the music sounds and all that when the new season premieres. I think it's gonna premiere next week, like, you know, immediately right after one series ends, the next one starts. So the reunion for Atlanta ends this week, and then I believe right away next week they're starting with Atlanta.
Wow.
So Mona Scott will not take her foot off niggas' necks. Like, nah, I'm going to keep y'all pulled. Keep y'all real right on there.
That's crazy.
Love and hip hop.
She's doing her thing, though.
Definitely is. Caking all over the place.
She just pimping black people.
I'm done with you.
Remember the black man.
I'm telling you, that's the new prostitution in reality shows.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, but then I can't even argue.
Oh, man, yo, speaking of what's hot in the blogs, I was reading the other day that I didn't know. Chris Brown, he did this interview, right? He did 15 fun facts about himself that nobody would know. And I'm not going to read all of them, but a few of them that stuck out to me that I thought was like, wow, that's crazy. One of them was, he said he's the only singer who has been incarcerated and had a number one record at the same time. Another one was he owns 14 Burger King restaurants. Like, what? That was like the biggest shocker. Like, another one was he was 13 when he got his first tattoo.
Mm.
Another one was he freestyled all of his songs.
Come on, now he overdoing it.
I think he freestyled probably
a verse or two, but not the whole joint.
I think I see what he mean. In a sense, because it's similar to the way I write music too, and it's not saying that I'm like from start to finish. Like, what I just did is what's about to go out on the radio. Like, people probably would take it like that, but he probably go in there, he probably like freestyle it to the beat, sing it. It probably be the melody, and he probably get like most of the words out, and then he probably go back and like tweak it and like put it together and like make it like
make 100% solid sense or whatever.
So nobody writes for him is what he's saying.
Well, he freestyles his songs. That's what I think he means. Maybe after he go in there and do the freestyle take, and then maybe he get help with like, oh, you should say this instead of here, or you should put this here, or maybe you should
throw
it like this. But
that's an idea that he did, and he got people helping with that idea.
I deal on my songs.
Like, I think about all my... Come on now.
And that thing about the first person being... The first R&B singer being arrested and having a platinum thing, I think Bobby Brown did it first.
I'm sure Chris did his research. I don't know. I don't know if
Bobby Brown
or not, but...
Yeah, making hits.
I don't know.
Another thing, Chris Brown... Fun fact, he said he recently went to church for the first time in 15 years and loved it. Another one, he said he direct or co-direct and edit all his music videos. Another one is he talked to a pastor twice a week. And when he was six, he witnessed a relative attempt to commit suicide. And another one, last one I'm going to read, is his first car was a Lamborghini. Lamborghini Mercy.
That's crazy.
Yes, she's so thirsty. Fun facts about Chris Brown. Moving on, though, to another thing that's hot in the blogs. You know Empire's coming back. September 23rd, but one thing we didn't know that somebody, an inside source, is claiming is Terrence Howard's role, you know, he Lucius Lyon, that is being reduced over his personal drama. According to reports, a source is saying that his role in the new season will be scaled back because of his recent divorce drama and numerous prior allegations of a domestic abuse, which have resurfaced in recent weeks. They say at the end of the show's last season, he was arrested for murder, but according to this person, whoever this person is, they said it's more than just a storyline. It's a calculated move to keep Howard in the sidelines. He said what they are doing is called the twofold. They have him locked up, so you won't be seeing him in as many scenes. But they are bringing in so many, and I mean so many guest stars and cameos that the average viewer won't realize it because there's so much going on.
Right.
What you guys think of that?
Crazy.
I don't know, man. He better... I don't know. He should have just stayed out that joint and made the slow boy the CEO or whatever.
I could see them. I definitely see shows doing this, not necessarily because of somebody's like personal domestic abuse cases or whatever, but you see on shows and stuff where they'll put somebody in jail, and it's usually because they may have other things they're doing that they can't film as much for this series or whatever,
yeah.
So they'll have them locked up so they can always come back or whatever. Like, I've seen shows do that, so I mean, it's definitely not all the way, like, impossible. It might just be the case. You never know.
Right.
But I know this new season definitely look like it's going to be janking. A lot of guest stars, including Kelly Rowland, Alicia Keys, Lenny Kravitz, Chris Rock. I even heard Mariah Carey. But apparently it's going to focus on Cookie this season more, which isn't bad. Cookie was definitely like the it girl for the series, so it's definitely a good look. That series premieres back on September 23rd on Fox Empire. So yeah, looking forward to that. Let's get into a song though. Let's get into a song real quick. Let's get into cause we forgot to play this. Well, not we didn't forget, but we played it like dumb late in the show. I got this song from an artist that I know, formerly known as Young Nick, but she goes by Saki Bomb now. And we tell everybody all the time to send us music, HollywoodAndFriendsRadio@gmail.com. And she did just that. So we're going to play that joint. It's called Take a Picture, I believe. Yeah, Take a Picture from Young Nick. Check it out. Hopefully this plays. Check it out. And when we come back, we're going to chop it up some more and get into what blows my Saki Bomb. Take a Picture. Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio. We'll be back. Oh, wait. But wait, there's more. It's technical difficulties with the song. It's not playing for some odd reason, but we will get it on in a second. Yo, this is like the third week. We use this service called Blog Talk. 2 weeks it's been where we was hearing like a crazy delay. We'll say something and we'll get it like 8 minutes later. The people will get it. And that was the issue with the music. But, yikes. We definitely going to get that on in a second. But let's talk about this Made in America festival. You heard about this festival that's coming up this weekend in Philly, Vinod?
No, I never heard of it.
You serious? It's a festival that Jay-Z actually put on, well, started, and I think it started maybe like two, three years ago where he headlined it. And this year, Beyonce is headlining it, and also The Weeknd. It's a two-day festival. It's similar to, like, Coachella, but it takes place in Philadelphia on this weekend, Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And it's just, like, a bunch of artists, like, wow artists both nights, and then it's, like, one main headliner. So it's definitely a good look. I can't wait for it. For you know why. So definitely should be dope. I'm trying to remember who else is all on the bill other than Beyonce and The Weeknd. I want to say Big Sean. But even aside from the lineup, is always the extras, the surprises that gets people. So I see J. Cole is on the bill. Nick Jonas, Santi Gold, DJ Mustard, De La Soul. Yo, this shit is going to be jankin'. This is my first time really looking at the lineup. Like, you know that's crazy when you buy the ticket just for one person and then you look at the lineup later like, oh, all right. There's a lot of people that I actually am interested in seeing. Right. This will be my first time attending a festival, though, like, of this magnitude. Like, I wonder if they provide, like, a set list time, like, if they give niggas a sheet, or if we just got to stand out there and, like, play, like, the waiting game and hope our artist is next. Like, I want to get a sheet so I can, like, go get something to eat when it's about to be three niggas I don't care for. You know? Like, I hope that's what happens. But I don't know, because I never went to a festival before, but I really hope that's what happens. Niggas gonna have to pack sandwiches or something, like.
Crazy.
Let me see if we got this song ready now.
We charged up.
Charged up. Yo, it's crazy. The way my nose, and you sound the same way, but it's like just extra.
Yeah, I sound all juiced up.
I'm really trying not to even cough right now. It's crazy. But let's get into this song. Take a Picture. Saki Bomb.
I don't got a cough now. I don't know about that.
Don't worry. That's probably going. Now, let me know.
Yeah, it's happening next. Jinx it.
Saki Bomb, Take a Picture. Hollywood and Friends Radio at gmail.com. Send us some music. We'll play your shit too. Hollywood and Friends Radio. We'll be right back.
Saki boom.
I try to do what I can, you know. I try to do what I can.
Oh man. Yo, y'all know about Ace of Spades, right? The champagne.
Yeah, my favorite drink I can't afford.
Nice.
So Jay-Z is now planning to sell a bottle. Apparently he has some involvement in it, because right, he always just have it like, or talk about it in like all the songs and shit. And he is selling a bottle, well, I guess a version of it, for guess how much? $760.
What?
For this bottle of Ace of Spades.
Oh no, man! I can't even afford the regular joint. You talking about $700?
The one that I've been seeing around the, you know, the regular, the gold bottle, is like $500, I think. I believe so. But they say the reason why it's so pricey is because it's designed to rival Cristal.
Yeah, but Cristal tastes nasty. Ace of Spades, I'm telling you, I had Ace of Spades once. It's way better than Cristal.
Yeah?
But you can't.
I never had it. I had the opportunity to have it, but I let the, I was doing so much, and by the time I came back, the bottle was done.
Exactly,
was finished.
I'm telling you.
Niggas was on it. But yeah, I don't even know how much Cristal is. Like, I don't even, that's like not even in my thought range, right? Like, I guess it's around the same price, though.
Nah, it's a little cheaper than Ace of Spades, but it ain't worth the money. It's like drinking a bottle of Moscato.
Wow.
Well, you know how the some champagne tastes like a shiny penny?
Right.
I'm telling you, if you ever put a penny in your mouth at a kid, Pico... And Ace of Spades tastes like a shiny penny. I can't drink some things.
Wait, you said Ace of Spades though. You mean?
I mean Cristal.
Mean Cristal? Yeah,
Clico,
yeah.
Yeah, Clico and Cristal taste like a shiny penny.
Damn, that's crazy. And I definitely was one of those kids that put a penny in his mouth as a kid, and that shit is not the best taste. So, if that's to describe how that tastes, then. Yikes. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, get a bottle of Clico and you can taste the Cristal right there. That's the Cristal.
You agree with that?
Cold spring water.
You said cold spring water?
I said, but no, you agree with that? You had these before? You had Clico or Cristal?
I tried Cristal before, but not Clico.
Do you agree it tastes like a shiny penny?
A shiny penny.
But no, only put quarters in his mouth. He don't own no pennies.
But no, I know as a kid, no. You had to put pennies. You had to have been like any other kid at one point tasted how a penny tastes. You know how copper tastes.
I probably do, to be honest. It was probably so long ago, I don't even remember like that. But yeah, I would definitely not consider it anything close to a shiny penny. But, you know, that's just me. Maybe, you know, right. How some things, like, maybe you don't taste it until you realize, like, what you're tasting, and you can taste it.
Right.
Like, you might be tasting something, and somebody said, oh, this is supposed to be this flavor, and then you actually taste the flavor. But
right.
I can't remember it tasting like a shiny penny, though. Yeah.
Crazy. Yo, I got two more things I want to mention about what's hot in the blogs. First off, I didn't know this, but Fetty Wap makes history on the Hot 100 chart.
Yeah, yeah.
How he did that, you ask? Fetty Wap is the first rapper to send his first three Hot 100 entries to the top 10 in more than a decade.
Wow.
And in 2003 and 2004, guess who else did it?
Beyonce.
Chingy.
Chingy.
Right there.
I definitely wouldn't have got that one.
Word.
2003 to 2004, Chingy did the same thing with Right There, with Holiday Inn, and One Call Away.
Oh, all right. As soon as I remember.
The first rapper to go 3 for 3 and the top 10. And the person who did it before that was MC Hammer in 1990.
How do you say he's the first rapper to go 3 for 3? And then
in terms of
before that,
a verbal typo. Yo,
but go ahead.
That's crazy though, right? When you think about it, like,
yeah, it's kind of crazy.
That's crazy. So Nas ain't never do it. Jay Z,
nope. And that's mad weird when you think about it. Like when you think rappers, like. Just like you said, you would have never thought Chingy would have been the guy to have to been that guy that reached that feat, but that's what's up.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Right. Hello.
What's funny is I only know that song from Fetty Wap. What else? What other
two songs
you
he got? You got Trap Queen. You got Again. You got 6-7-9.
I don't know any what? Of those.
Oh my lord.
Oh.
So
what was that?
6-7-9.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Wait. How it go? Oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
I did not know that was Fetty Wap. That's crazy.
Because that's an exclusive.
And what's the third one?
Again, I don't know. I forgot how that go.
How does that one go? Oh, okay.
Hold on, let me see.
Again.
You know, I gotta go through my playlist now just to tell you this.
Yeah, that's crazy. That just goes to show you hear shit and you know it, but you just don't know who sing it. Cause I definitely know that song.
So.
Right.
I want you to be mine again, baby. That joint.
Yeah, that one is less familiar. I think I might have heard it before, though. I might have heard it like once, but it's definitely on the less familiar. It sounds just like Slowed Up, though.
Yeah, it really do.
Slowed Up.
I guess you find a formula and you stick to that shit.
Well, you it works for him.
And it works. It works.
Nah, he doing that Murder Inc. thing. He rapping to the ladies. He got the good melody going. Soul just popping. You know what I'm saying? He doing the Ja Rule and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he took the formula.
He just took the formula and made it, you know, up to date.
And it's working for him.
It's working well, too.
Definitely is working. Let's get into one more song, and then we're going to get into What Blows Mine. Let's get into If This Shit Plays. my joint for Soundboy.
Oh, I was about to say, can we go out to that song?
Oh, you want to go out to Soundboy?
Well, because they got to remember this. They can't remember us talking last. They got to remember this song. So pick another song to play now, and we go out to Soundboy.
So better yet, let's get into let's get straight into What Blows Mine then. And you could search Soundboy Burial Hollywood on YouTube to see the little visual I did for it too. But let's get into What Blows Mine. Let's get that theme music popping. So this is part of the game where we want you to call us up.
Right.
646-716-8544. Let us know it's that one thing that gets under your skin.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it. And if you hate it.
So if you're on the line already, just press 1.
Shut up.
What blows my hashtag? What blows my, like I said, is the part of the day where you basically say what blows your, what blows your,
what gets under your skin.
What gets under your skin? What irks your nerves? Vent. This is that time to vent. 646-716-8544. If you're in the line already, just press 1.
I already got mine, so I want to go first.
Let's go.
Let go. Yo, what blows mine? It's these nasty females. You feel me? Don't invite me to your crib and you got a million and one Dalmatian roaches. Like,
nah.
Oh.
Yo, went to a female house thinking I'm, you know, chilling. You know what I'm saying? House smelling like pine. Nigga sitting on the, you feel me? Nigga sitting on the couch, boy. So you know how you watching TV, but you see a shadow?
And you try to act like you don't see it.
Boy, I saw a shadow. It was a roach on my shirt. I got my jacket on.
On the shirt, though.
On the shirt, boy. On the black tee. So you know you see a roach on your black tee. You know it's time to go,
right?
Oh, nigga.
That's crazy.
That just blew my mind. That's why I had a chill weekend, because Friday I saw I had a traumatic accident with roaches. So I had to call it a week.
Yo, what's crazy, that leads me to what blows mine along the same lines with the MTA. There's no reason why there should be roaches on the train. Like,
oh,
I'm on the train, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting in the corner, like the last seat, and I'm tired. I'm like ready to like close my eyes all the way to the last stop, and I feel something crawling on me. And I opened my eyes, and it was a fucking roach on my leg. I'm like, son, I'm on a train. Like, where does this even come from?
It come from the girl that house I was at. She probably brought me on the train.
Hold up, was this train, what train was this?
This was the Q train.
Where were you exactly?
I got on at 42nd and going towards Brooklyn. It probably was crawling on me before I even crossed the bridge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it happened twice. The second time, it was an ant. And what's even more crazy, I don't even know how this shit get up on me. Because now, at this point, this day, I think it was the Q train again, or it was the N train, one of the two. But this time it's people on the train as well, a lot of people. And people sitting next to me, standing above me, all that. And I'm sitting there with my hands on my lap like normal, and I feel something crawling on my hand. And I look down, and it was an ant. And I'm looking around like, how did you even get up here? Like, did you, where did you come from? You know how many steps it would have to take for an ant to crawl, like, from the ground, like, up? So, like, did it get on me from somewhere else? And then I had it on me that whole time, and then it got on my hand. Did it drop from the ceiling on my hand? And, again, this was getting on the train at 42nd Street.
So 42nd Street dirty. Come on. Put two together.
That shit is the worst, though. Like, bruh. I'm like, do I need to take Raid on the train? Like a portable can or something? Like,
nah, that nigga's gonna put you in the crazy house because you're on the train with Raid. Just like the other day when I saw a dude come on the train with a damn CD player and he gonna have a nerve to grill me. Don't grill me, bro. You got a CD player.
You the one with the CD player, nigga.
Word. And you wanna feel some type of way.
Yeah.
When you doing it like that, you might as well stay home.
You the one with the disc, man.
And they gonna have some new headphones on it. Nah,
and the zipper
boy
pouch.
Had the big Kobe joints, the old joints with the foam on it on earbuds. Had that on the CD player.
You the one still burning CDs. Oh man, that's wild. Yo, another thing that blows my is shared armrests. I was on the plane this weekend, right? And I don't even know who invented this. Who thought this was a good idea to make people share the armrests with the person right next to them. Give me my own joint. So I only got one arm. Like, you only giving me my one right arm rest, but the next one I got to share with the next man. And if this person is, like, extra, they're covering both. So now I got one arm up, one arm down. Like,
they got to sat that joint on somebody's shoulder. Like, said, you want to share, Negro? Hold this.
Yeah, shared armrest is not the move. Like, I don't know
who invented that. Who came up with that design? They need to get kicked in the back.
Maybe they're supposed to put their hand more towards the front, their elbow more towards the front, and their mom more towards the back or something. Like, I don't know how that's supposed to operate, but a nigga need his own armrest. It's crazy.
Then they want to put next to a 300-pound dude, right?
Right. All over the whole shit. Like, nah, bruh.
Like, bro, you got enough lapping titty right there to sit that arm on you.
I'm done. I was on a plane once a couple of years ago. This lady literally went in on me about my leg.
What?
Being on her side.
Oh.
Yo.
Damn.
Like, she called like the flight attendants and all that.
What?
See, yeah,
my nigga, you must have been extra gap for her to
not
call
at all.
A flight attendant.
Not at all. Let me tell you, when she called,
she was Caucasian, wasn't
like,
she?
She?
I was about to
was,
say
that's number one.
I knew it.
Number,
I knew
when,
it.
When she called them, they looked at it like, no, he's good. Like, he's good. He's okay. You know. I think
you know what she was?
Didn't. She should have sat in the no nigga section.
Yeah, right. You know what she was? She was racist, super duper racist. And the fact that your black skin was even remotely touching her,
right?
She was having a heart attack inside. Damn.
I think that's
she
should
have first class. She would have had a little more space. Like, get out of here.
Or word.
The next two seats if you don't want nobody to sit next to you.
You want to fly in poverty and expect a black dude not to touch
I'm
you.
Done.
Come on.
This nigga said fly
in. Come on.
Fly in poverty.
Like, what?
Y'all know them low C classes is poverty class, man, because I'm acting like that. Them just be like $115.
Nah, you must.
They need to go get the super, you know, go get your own first class seat.
Sunset fly in poverty. I'm out of here. I'm done. Yo, you know another thing that blows my mind, speaking of flying, is when people get on and you might be tired. It's an early morning flight and you have set in your mind like, yo, I'm going to sleep on this plane as soon as I get on this shit. And then the lady comes and sits next to you with her loud ass Popeyes that she just bought, for one. And then for two, she wants to spark conversation.
I just don't know how food could be loud. Loud Popeyes, that's crazy.
Trust me, food can be loud.
Food can be loud. But you got that crunchy chicken, boy. That 16 spices.
When you pop it open and that steam just like whip out and just smack you in the face, like, food can be definitely loud.
Especially when you on that E, your stomach going E, boy.
Son, and then she want to spark conversation. And it's like, do you not see my headphones on? Do you not see my hoodie
not see the
covering
lean.
My eyes? Do you not see my chair recline? And she wanna ask, like, is New York your home? Is New York your final destination?
Oh my
like,
God.
I would've
asked,
are
you sharing that Popeyes?
Were you here on business or pleasure? Like, how many brothers and sisters you got? Like, get out of here with that.
She asking date questions.
How's your family? Yeah, I'm here on business. I'm just flying back. I'm just trying to, like, no, this isn't Tinder. Get out of here. Hold it, please.
I'm not talking.
Right, left.
Any chance you get, you try to close one eye, like, to give her a hint. Like, she's still going, like, bruh.
Yeah, so people don't get the message.
Don't talk to me.
You should have stole one of her chickens. She would have been quiet after that.
And she said, I will offer, but I'm starving.
So stop talking to me then.
She said, I will offer, but I'm sorry, I'm starving. It's the first time I'm eating all day. Not that I wanted any, but bruh. That's what blows my mind. People don't get the hint. He tried to do the yawn and everything, like, she ain't get it.
I would have called the flight attendant on her. I'm like, man, this is excessive talking. I'm trying to sleep. And it's bad enough her chicken on the honey. And
right.
Then she want to ask mad questions like, this is the FBI agency and all that.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
That's all I got. I don't know if anybody else has some last call for alcohol. Press 1 if you want to say something. What blows yours?
But no, you got something else?
Nah, I don't.
I'm sorry. That awkward pause just now was me clearing out my nostril. That's also what blows my being sick. Like, I hate
especially
being
in the
sick.
Summer, yo, it's a heat wave, boy, and you sick.
It's the worst.
There's a heat wave in Brooklyn right now?
Say that again?
There's a heat wave right now in Brooklyn?
I just said Brooklyn. What did you say?
I asked if there's a heat wave in Brooklyn right now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 90 from today.
It's pretty hot.
It's supposed to be 90 the whole week. 92, 93, all that.
It's definitely
pretty
hot. I'm
a big, so the weather's a little bit different. But I don't
is
know
it cooler?
Yeah, a little bit cooler, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you up there. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, here in the mountains.
That nigga's going to get snow in a second. Early.
Right, that'd be crazy.
Oh, man. Oh, one last thing that blows my mind. I just thought of this. Niggas, because I'm trying to make plans to go to Six Flags, right? I got all these season passes, right? Because every time I go to amusement park or theme park, I want to buy a season pass. Like, I know for a fact I'm going back. So right now I got a season pass to Busch Gardens. I got a season pass to Universal Studios and Six Flags. And I have yet to been to Six Flags this year yet.
Universal where?
I believe it'll work in both, but I bought it at the one in Cali. I think it'll work at the one in Florida as well. But yeah, like, nobody, for one, I want to go during the weekday, because I feel like it'll be less crowded. Anytime I make plans, they fall short. So I'm like, would it be crazy if I went by myself? Like,
how you getting there?
I could take the bus. There's buses that go there.
See, people always want to take the bus.
Yeah.
See that? That's probably why the plane is falling too, because nobody want to get on that bus.
Word.
I could do a rental too, though, because rentals are not even that expensive. I think one time I went when we got a rental, it was probably like less than $100. So I wouldn't mind doing a rental too, but yeah, I just need to get there. I'm trying to go tomorrow.
Yo, you just said you were sick, bro. Like.
Maybe that'll help.
Right?
No, it's not.
Maybe the adrenaline.
That's scary. Clear your sinuses.
You're going to go down a roller coaster and all your snot going to come out your nose onto the backseat customers. Nobody want that, son.
Yeah. Yo, I think it'll help. That nitro dip,
help.
Though, that should have cleared my nose straight on up. That drop on nitro.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Then you want to get on every roller coaster in the park. Come on, nobody don't feel like doing that neither. I got a bad heart.
Wait, so do you get on roller coasters?
I get on some of them.
Some.
Yeah,
but
some.
No, do you?
All of them, twice.
Oh, right.
See, nah. After my stomach flip on the last one I got on, I'm out. I'm good.
Nah.
See,
that,
I was gonna
that's
say,
the point.
The way my season pass is set up, you could come with me, and I think you pay, like, if not nothing at all, you probably pay, like, $10 because of the juice of the season pass.
Nah, I want to come, but it just, you know.
Nigga, you're going to get on one ride, then I'm going to get on all the others.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
But yeah, I gotta soon as we off this air, I'm making plans. I'm texting niggas because I'm trying to get there tomorrow. I can't have the first
tomorrow.
Time I'm going to Six Flags be Fright Fest. Nah, that gotta be the second time.
Yeah, I wanna go to Fright Fest too.
Yeah. We in there.
Yo, I don't think it's closed.
But all right, let's get up out of here. If no one wants to have anything else to say, what blows this? Let's wrap this thing on up. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Send us some music. We'll definitely get it on. And at I Am Hollywood everywhere. At Benoit Music everywhere. And at Young Retro _ MULA Mafia.
No, it's MULI.
Oh, MULI. Wait, it's just MULIMAF. It's not Mafia.
It's Moolah Mafia. MULIMAFIA.
Yeah. The only thing I had wrong was the I and the Y.
Where did you get a Y from?
It's the code.
Gotta be different so people can find it. They be done type something else and looking on somebody else's page thinking I'm famous. I ain't famous.
Follow that kid at YoungRetro_Moolah Mafia. At Hampton Blue. And we gonna end this thing with this Soundboy Burial freestyle.
How did Fresh freestyle hit in the streets thus far?
Appreciate that. Fresh out to Smith and Wesson. From the 90s, hip hop. And yeah. New music on the way, coming soon. That's it. We up out of here. Catch y'all next week, noon. Actually, no, we won't, because I'll be at the Made in America Festival in Philly, so we won't catch y'all next week. In 2 weeks, I guess. But, or maybe we'll probably still put something together to play for y'all on the next week, but we'll figure that out.
We probably come live from the festival. You never know what's going to happen.
Word.
Next
even
week.
Even that. You don't even know. Happy Labor Day if we don't speak to y'all.
Well,
and we out of here.
Yep.
Yep.
Later.
Calling my bluff like I ain't from Brooklyn, don't got bars, my shit ain't tough. A bunch of flashy little niggas, but that shit ain't enough. You wanna shine like Diddy, don't grind like Puff. While I freestyle off the bass in the basement, flow that you could take to your face like a bass head. Could keep it light or go deep like the bass did, right over your head. Bye bye like Jamaican. I'm not the loudest nigga entering rooms. I'm unassuming shit. I probably didn't cry out the womb. But when this mixtape drop, you gon' see I go boom. And you can't tell me you don't see it like your camera don't zoom. You's a fool, a dummy. Now I got the assist, the final piece to my puzzle. Last shot for the check. I'm aiming for the top 5 of your list. Soundboy Burial.